What's going on, everybody? It's That Ordinary Podcast with the Extraordinary Thoughts that tells you to stop being great and be extraordinary. I'm Demetrius Thickpen, also known as Meech Speaks, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Crazy. Now, before we get started with this episode, don't forget to head on over to your favorite streaming platform, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, and leave this podcast a 5-star rating or a honest review, because this podcast deserves to grow just as much as we do. Happy Monday, everybody. Now, before we even get started, I know it's a couple of people that's down bad right now. And I also know it's a couple of people that are worn out from celebrating. But regardless of that situation, I hope your Monday is amazing. I hope your week is amazing. And I hope that whatever goals that you got for yourself, you knock them bitches out the park. All right. Now, with that being said, I'm going to just be completely honest with you. If you would have caught me last week, if you would have saw how I was feeling last week, man, you would have definitely asked me, like, Meech, man, are you okay? You'd have definitely told me, like, don't worry, Meech, you're going to get through this. You know what I mean? You would have definitely hit me with one of those, hey, don't worry, Meech, you know, tough times, you know, build tough people. And I would have told you, I don't want to hear none of that shit right now because I'm down bad. I'm down bad. I ain't even about to lie to you. And I say that, man, because I know it's somebody right now listening that's probably felt that before. You know what I mean? I know it's somebody right now that went through a rough patch in their life, that went through a rough experience in their life, and they didn't want to hear none of that. In fact, they just wanted to hurry up and get out of this time so that way they can just move on to happier moments and happier times in their life. Trust me, I know. And I really want to just take a moment before I really just dive and just break this episode down. But my toxic trait, and I bring that up, man, because I don't know who needs to hear this, but my toxic trait is that I tend to expect things from people when I should just allow it to just naturally go. You know, I have an amazing work ethic. I expect others to have an amazing work ethic. I do right by people. I expect people to do right by me. So when things don't go the way that I wanted them to go, I immediately, it hurts me deeper because I sit back and I'm like, damn, I wouldn't have done it like that. You know, I wouldn't have done you like that. I wouldn't have handled it like that. And that really is what happened, you know, in a nutshell for me last week. And I'm telling you, I was sitting in the car, bro, like, and I was on the verge of tears. Have you ever been like mad? You ever been so mad? And I know that's such a taboo thing to say, especially from men, is to say that you were about to cry or you were on the verge of tears. But have you ever been so mad that you literally just was about to cry? It's just you don't know how to control the emotion that you currently are in right now. You want to hit something. You want to punch something. To be honest with you, if you're left alone too long, you're about to cry. You feel me? You're about to cry. And in that moment, I told myself, I pulled my mirror down. I looked myself dead in the face. And I was like, I want you to remember this moment. I want you to remember this moment right here. All right. I want you to remember exactly how you feel. I want you to feel. I want you to remember exactly what you're going through right now. I don't want you to repress this. I don't want you to throw this one in the back burner. I don't want you to forget this. I want you to remember this pain right here. And for those, you know, you probably saw a video that I made, and that video was me recording that moment. That was me recording that moment. And I bring that up, man, and I bring this episode up because I don't know who needs to hear it, but I really want you to remember that pain. And I say remember that pain, man, because a lot of times we go through the storm, and as soon as we come out the storm, we want to forget everything that occurred during the storm. You know what I mean? We want to say that's the past. I'm going to put it behind me. You know what I mean? We want to toss that in the back burner, never look at it again. We want to just put that in the closet with anything else that we tossed in there. But depending on the situation, and I say depending on the situation because there are certain things in our lives that we just want to fucking forget, and I completely understand that. There are things in my life that I just don't even, I walk right by it every single day and act like that shit never even happened. But there are also moments in your life, you know what I mean, that you need to constantly review. You know, there are things in your life that you do need to take a glance at, especially when you move on to a new chapter in your life, especially when you encounter somebody new in your life, especially when you reach a new level in your life. These are moments right here, right? Like, these are moments that you need to take a step back and be able to review what went wrong so that way you don't make that mistake again. And with that being said, this episode's all about the tough times and five reasons why you should remember them. So the first one is that tough times can also be the fuel to propel you to the next level. Now, a lot of times people come into a situation, right? And you probably have heard this before. You know, what is your why? Or if your why isn't bigger than your what, then you're bound to fail. I'm pretty sure somebody has heard something like that or have heard that exact saying before. And the reason why is because a lot of people will come in with these surface level things. You know what I mean? Like, and when I say like surface level, that's exactly what it really is. It's very surface level. And the moment that something does not align with what they wanted, they're out. You know what I mean? Like, they really don't have any skin in the game. There it is right there. They don't really have any real and large investment. But the tough experience that you probably went through, probably at an early age, probably, you know, a moment in your life, that can be the reason why you're doing something. And not only can it be the reason why, but it can also be the fuel to propel you to the next level. And when I say that it can be the fuel, this thing can also be the fuel that's going to push you through when motivation fades. You know what I mean? Like, the moment that motivation fades, because everybody is motivated when they want to start some shit. You know, hell yeah, man, we're going to knock this out the park. But as soon as them dark times come in, you know what I mean? As soon as them rough patches come in, the moment that you ain't seeing the results, the moment that you feel stagnant, that's when that motivation gonna fade. And those tough times, right? Like, them tough moments that you encountered in your life that you thought that you never make it through, that is what's gonna be able to push you through. It's gonna push you over that hill. And I say that, man, because it's worked for me on so many occasions. It's so many occasions. In fact, I remember experiencing a shitty situation in the military. And because I experienced that situation, my work ethic changed. You know what I mean? When I got NJP'd, I remember my work ethic severely changing. I never had the luxury of being, you know, second place or third place or having an off day. I always became a top tier performer. My work ethic changed because I knew that if I don't overcome this, right? If I don't push past this, I will always be the person that is an NJP Marine. So I use that reason right there to propel me to the next level. And I can honestly say that a lot of the success that I've encountered within the military was birthed from the work ethic that I got from the NJP. Now, the next one, I hope you're not driving while you're listening to this episode, because the next step that I need you to do, I really need you to look down at your hands. You feel me? I really need you to look down at your hands. And I want you to look at that little piece right above your fingertips. And for some people, man, like, it might be right there on the palms, you know, it might be on your fingertips, depending on what you do. But that place right above your fingers, you know what I mean? You probably are going to see some calluses, especially if you go to the gym. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're probably going to see some calluses. If you run a lot, you probably notice that you got calluses on the bottoms of your feet, too. Now, a lot of people can't stand to see a callus. You know, it's a rough patch on your skin. It's real hard. You know what I mean? It's like a thick layer. Sometimes they come off. Sometimes they get scratched up. You end up ripping them off. But you do know that that callus came from the friction and the pressure that was applied on that surface, right? And that callus is now there to protect that piece that keeps encountering it. If you work with your hands a lot, you probably have rough hands. You probably have like those calluses because you constantly use your hands. And if you did not have those calluses, your hands would be all torn up. You know what I'm talking about? We go through these rough patches in our lives, man, like, and we develop these emotional calluses. And some of us, we look at them in shame. But the thing is that those rough times have built those emotional calluses to be able to help you deal with other situations that you're going to encounter. Because I'm going to just be completely honest with you. You think that you think you only going to have one rough patch in your life? You know what I mean? You think you're going to go through one difficult time in your life? You feel me? You think you're going to feel like, you know, this shit going to knock you down? You think that this is a one-time thing? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Especially when we talk about becoming a better version. Especially when we talking about becoming a better leader. Especially when we talking about just becoming a better individual in general. You're always going to encounter some type of rough patch. It's always going to be there. That's just the road. You know what I mean? But when you develop these emotional calluses, those roads, you know, those experiences, them fight, them obstacles, they ain't going to knock you down as hard as you think. Let me rephrase that. They're not going to knock you down the way that they're going to knock somebody else down. You know? You're going to go through the situation and you're going to say to yourself, damn, this is bad, but it ain't as bad as, you know what I mean? It ain't as bad as what I came through. I tell people all the time, yeah, this is, you know, this is bad, but it ain't as bad as growing up in Detroit, Michigan. I promise you that. You're going to go to a different job. Yeah, you know, this is bad, but it ain't as bad as the leadership that I had to deal with. It ain't as bad as the environment that I had to deal with. Damn, this is bad, but this ain't as bad as the relationship that I just came out of. Yeah, this is bad, but it ain't as bad as the obstacles that I just came over. You know what I mean? Them calluses, those things, they're going to develop that extra layer. Now, remember, the goal isn't to make you feel numb or to make you feel like you're just meandering through life. That is never the goal. But what these emotional calluses will do is allow you to develop the capacity that would normally knock somebody down, but you're just going to be able to get up and continue to keep moving forward. Now, the third one, I promise you, man, that pain going to make you an asset to other people. I'll say that one again. That pain, them tough times, them rough days, that's going to make you an asset to other people. You know what I mean? It's going to make you a, what's that thing in the water? It's going to make you a lighthouse for people that feel lost. And I say that because they're going to know that you've been there before. You're going to be that light for a lot of people because you've been there before. You're going to be able to understand them. You're going to be able to understand what they've been through. Have you ever heard somebody say some shit like, oh, man, I understand what you're going through. And you know damn well they don't. You know damn well they don't know what the hell you're going through right now. They probably ain't never experienced this before. And then they follow up with, I'm here if you want to talk. What are we going to talk about? You don't know exactly what the hell I'm going through right now. You don't know how to empathize with this. You don't know how to give advice on this. But let me switch gears real quick. Have you ever talked to somebody that actually has been through what you've gone through? It's a completely different feeling, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like, you can just almost look at them and tell, like, yeah, they've been through this before. Imagine going to the gym, right? And you get a coach, and that coach ain't never done exactly what you're talking about. It's hard to take advice from somebody like that. But when you look at your coach and you know that they got the resume, right? They got the experiences associated to exactly what you're going through. They almost just become a beacon. Like, dang, man, like, just teach me how to get through this moment. Show me exactly what you did to get through this moment. I understand. You understand exactly how I feel. So just please help me. You ever seen a good leader? You know what I mean? And that's one of the biggest things, man. Like, you know, when we talk about leadership, a good leader has been through some issues. You know what I mean? And some are big, some are little, but a good leader has been through some rough patches. And what makes them good is the fact that they're able to get through there. Let me rephrase that. What made them good is the lessons that they learned when they got through them. So now here you are going through a similar situation, and they can really look at you and say, man, like, I know exactly what you're going through. I know exactly how you feel. And that almost brings like this feeling of, man, like, I'm not doing this shit alone. I'm not going through this alone. And it really helps, man. Like, it really helps when you can find somebody like that. And I say that because you may feel like you're going through this alone, man, and you may make it through this. But I promise you, there's somebody else that's going through the exact same situation that you're going through. You know what I mean? It may not be exactly right now, but it may be tomorrow, maybe today. It may be another year from now, and they're going to encounter you, and you're going to be able to pass on that knowledge and that experience of how you handled it. Now, it may be a little bit different because it's somebody else, you know what I mean? But at the exact same time, they're going to feel safe when they encounter you. Now, the next one is honestly my favorite, but that rough time, you know, that tough day, that pain that you're experiencing right now is going to develop a spider sense for you. And for those who don't know how Spider-Man works, Spider-Man has like the spider sense that lets him know that danger is approaching. We have that too. However, our spider sense won't go off if we've never experienced something similar to the danger that is currently approaching. So with that being said, when you go through those rough times, you feel me? It develops that spider sense of yours. It refines it a little bit more. And what I mean by that is that you're not going, what happened to you once ain't going to happen to you again unless that shit comes out of nowhere. You know what I mean? And when I say comes out of nowhere, it was masked as something different. what you just overcame, you have the experience that you know exactly when it's coming again. You know, you ever heard that saying when they talk about red flags and how, you know, these are the red flags that you need to avoid? Well, these will go into that. You know, you will encounter a situation and immediately be able to recognize that red flag, whether that's in a person, whether that's in an environment, whether that's in a situation. You're going to be like this. Damn. I feel like I've experienced this before. You're saying the same thing that somebody said one time right before they fucked me over. I know the situation. Yep. I know exactly how this gonna play out. I'm not fucking with it. That's gonna be you. And I feel like, you know, nobody wants to go through a rough period in their life. But when you look at the benefit that it does bring to you, it's like, all right, well, bring it on then. You know, you gonna get me, but you ain't gonna get me again. And it's so funny because you hear that saying all the time of fool me once, shame on you. But you fool me twice, shame on me. And if you're getting fooled twice, you need to ask yourself, like, am I even adding these lessons? Am I even taking these experiences, or am I just going through this storm? And the fifth and final one is those rough times are going to open up moments for self-reflection. Now, I know that's easy to say. You know, I completely understand it. I know that's easy to say, because who the hell is trying to self-reflect when you're going through the storm? Who the hell is going to ask themselves, how the hell did I get in this situation, when they're going through a trial and tribulation? I completely understand. Some can, some cannot. I've been on both sides of the fence. But I'm talking about a day later, 2 days later. You know what I mean? When those emotions start to, you know, dial down, there's a moment where you're going to ask yourself, like, damn, like, how did I end up in this situation? You know what I mean? Like, what steps led me down this road right here? I bring that up, man, because that's how you really push yourself to the next level, is when you're able to take a step back and ask, like, damn, man, like, how the fuck did I end up here? What did I do to get myself into it? Why do I attract these type of people? Why do I find myself in these type of situations? The moment that you start to ask yourself those type of questions, let me rephrase, come on now. The moment that you can sit back and say, like, damn, man, I'm fucked up. Or I'm fucking up, or I'm messing up. The moment that you can say that, the door to your next level is about to open. You feel me? And that's not no sage guru thing right there, you know? But the reason why certain people stay so stagnant in a certain space within their lives is because they're not willing to take a step back and say, like, damn, dog, like, how am I constantly encountering the exact same thing? Why isn't my plan working? What can I do to make it better? And when you're able to do that, man, like, when you're able to do that, that's when you're going to start to see the results. And that's usually in those rough patches in your life. So with that being said, as we come to a close to this episode, I hope these five things helped you. And lastly, as we close out, I cannot stress this enough. Never dwell in the moment. Never dwell in the moment. Don't constantly live in the moment. But use these moments, those rough moments in your life, as bookmarks to say, like, hey, man, like, last time this happened, this is what also happened. You know what I mean? This action led to this mistake in my life. You know what I mean? Or this action led to this consequence within my life. And use those, right? Like, use those lessons to help you in your journey.
And just like that, another extraordinary thought left this ordinary mind. I hope you enjoyed this episode half as much as I enjoyed making it. Don't forget to head on over to your favorite streaming platform, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, and leave this podcast an honest review, because this podcast deserves to grow just as much as we do. Also, don't forget to head on over to TikTok or Instagram and follow me at Meech Speaks. That's right, Meech Speaks. Meech is spelled M-E-E-C-H. Stay motivated. Stay healthy. I'm out.